This podcast is a product of the Hyper RPG Podcasting Network. Visit hyperrabbitpowergo.com to learn more.
You awake in a concrete room. You're on a bus headed to Atlanta for your school field trip from Oklahoma. You notice your cell phones are not in your pockets, and all of your other classmates surround you. The room, again, solid concrete. The windows blacked out. You see one door in the opposite corner of the room. It currently remains closed.
Where are we?
Oh, crap.
Crap what?
Oh, it's happening again.
What's happening again?
What's happening?
Bud Lionel steps up. Who the fuck are you? As you all notice, this individual who just said it's happening again, you've never seen them before. Everyone else in the class you recognize. This individual, though, stands out. He looks a little older than you. And he has a scar on his face from one side to the other.
What do you mean?
What's happening again?
Who are you?
My name's JC. Steidel. And I've been here before, and none of you have been here before.
What the fuck are you talking about, man?
At that point,
you hear this. This long sound of like a big metal clasp kind of releasing from the door as this large metal door starts to slide to the left. As one man walks through, he's wearing a suit, a tie. Very well dressed. Looks to be about in his mid-30s. Hello, everyone. Please, sit up. Sit up. Find yourself a seat. Now. Most of the class starts to scurry. One of the individuals in the corner, Tristan Fitcher, known to be kind of a rebel in your class, not one to listen to rules, continues standing in the back right corner, refusing to make eye contact at the individual in the front of the room. Young man, find yourself a seat, please. Would anyone like to escort this young man to a seat for
Tristan,
me?
Tristan, come on, man! I go up too, shit.
Just... You know what? Remain seated. It appears your classmate here would like to remain a lone wolf. That's not a bad quality to have, mind you. But your classmate needs to learn how to follow orders. As he's saying this, he's continuing to walk across the room towards Tristan in the corner. Tristan, still refusing to look up, keeps his head down. He's kind of fidgeting his fingers a little bit. As this man gets right up in his face, Tristan's head still down. Without looking at the rest of the room, but speaking in a way that is very clearly to address all of you. My name is Ronnie Kreeter. I will be giving you a very short introduction into today's activities. Very short. Tristan's eyes now start to glare up as he then spits in his face. Ronnie does not react. The spit starts to slowly slide off of his face, the room quiet enough that you hear it drip onto the concrete floor. Within a flash, Tristan's hands on his nose as you almost hear the crack before you recognize what happened. As he was headbutt so hard, his nose profusely leaking blood out onto the ground as he falls, holding his nose. As Ronnie turns, as he's on the ground, and puts his hand on his mouth and turns his head away from him as he starts to hold. Now, your friend Tristan here was one not to listen to orders when they are given. Now, I do not think that will be a problem for the rest of you. And then you hear it. As his limp body falls to the ground. He straightens his tie and slowly walks towards the front of the classroom.
Did that really happen? That didn't really happen. That didn't really happen.
He pulls a small pointer out of his pocket as he points to the wall, and a screen starts to come down. On the screen, you see the letters BR. You all have been chosen, remarkably, I might add, at random, to be a part of the BR program. Some of you, or at least one of you, knows what this is. Welcome back. Yeah. You're all failures. To society, each other, yourselves. Given the success of this program overseas, we thought, why not? I will be in charge of this operation. You will hopefully not see me again after today. That is, of course, unless you walk out of here alive. I will greet you on that moment. Once again. People are watching. Some for enjoyment. Some to see if this still works. You are our third group. I will answer two questions. Choose your questions wisely.
Wait. Should we discuss what questions?
Well, it's just that there's been some kind of mistake. I'm not a failure.
What's your question?
Our class is one of the toughest.
There are 50 people in your class.
Do we have time to discuss what questions?
Out of this group, there's others also starting to... Yeah, what the fuck's going on, man? This is bullshit.
Fuck up! That was a question, you idiot!
Well...
It appears there have been two questions.
Oh my fucking god.
Sammy, did you ask a question?
Yes.
No. The second question. I feel like I'm repeating myself. This is the BR program. You have all been chosen. One of you will leave here alive.
I asked a question.
The rest of you will not. You will notice you are wearing 4 devices that you were not wearing before you entered this room today. One on each of your wrists and each of your legs. These are connected to major arteries. If you try to remove them, leave the boundaries of where you're supposed to be, these will explode one at a time. You will most likely die of blood loss before you get to the third explosion. It's excessive, I know. But we wanted to give you a chance.
To do what?
You will notice in your pockets we have given you a map of the area. You may now turn over your sheets. We are currently residing in Sector A2. If one of you would like to place that map directly underneath the camera above you, so we can show it for the people watching at home.
You are here now.
Each of these sections, upon the support of the individuals watching at home, will start to close. At the closing of each section, you will have 5 minutes to remove yourself from that section before one of the explosives on you goes off.
Holy fuck.
Oh my god.
It's best not to stay all clumped up together.
I don't have a question, but I think there has been some kind of mistake here. I mean, you said that we're failures. I'm class valedictorian, and if how do you have someone that's already done this?
He hits a button. On your right hand, you see a light. Can you roll your 10 dice for me, please?
Okay. 1 6.
So far.
2 sixes.
Nice. Nice.
4 sixes.
How many ones?
None.
No ones?
Hell
no ones,
yeah.
4 sixes.
As you see this light up, I'm feeling generous today. He lets off the button and it stops flashing.
It's best to keep quiet.
I'll let you know when you're allowed to ask questions. Now, each sector may contain shelter, may contain weapons, may contain means to communicate, though it may all be irrelevant. Let me make this clear. That's the
you
wrong alert.
You all are going to need this to survive. Hashtag reroll.
Yes, we have the wrong alerts turned on. We will fix that shortly. Only one of you will make it out alive. Now, in the past, we've attempted randomizing certain aspects of your start. We feel that this gave an unfair advantage. You will be given no weapons at the beginning of your journey. You will have to find them, or be rewarded them by individuals who are watching at home. The individuals at home have their own goals to complete. Upon completing them, certain things may happen to change your environment, the variables that surround you.
Hashtag Game Master, Tristan
I needed to hear that, actually. I needed to hear that. Yes, it's the wrong alert. Okay. Interesting. A Game Master just came through. And I kind of love that this Game Master, one that came through, incorrectly spoke. It said that Tristan drops the remote for anyone to grab it. But you see, Tristan was the student.
Did he palm it?
No.
No, Ronnie is...
I know, I get it, but...
Yeah. So I'm going to say... Well, Tristan's dead. So one of the viewers at home made a mistake. So when viewers at home make mistakes upon what they'd like to see, I will leave it up to my discretion on what happens next. Ronnie puts his hands in his pockets, thinks for a moment. Takes a remote out and throws it into the middle
of the room. I fucking beeline it right to the...
Roll.
Let's go, baby. Fuck. 1 6 so far. 1 1. 5. 2 sixes. 3 sixes. 1 1.
You have 3 rerolls.
I choose to use
given to you by the audience.
Thank you, audience, viewers at home watching the Battle Royale. Three sixes.
Now, if anyone would like to challenge this...
I support by blocking anybody trying to go for it.
You support. Would anyone else like to attempt?
I try to grab him.
I try to grab the remote?
No, I try to grab Mike to keep him from going to the remote.
You also will roll then.
Fuck.
You will have to beat three sixes.
I'm going
to
roll for you, and I hope I roll very bad.
Anyone else that rolls, I will remind you. You have to have more sixes than Mike to succeed.
I normally roll like in parts and ones because that's what works for me, but I'm rolling all at once for you.
Okay.
Yes, good.
Oh, but ouch.
How many ones?
We got two ones, two six. Oh, three ones. Wait.
Four ones.
Four ones, two sixes.
Great. How many rerolls would you like to use?
Thanks, Chunk.
Can I burn one of my things?
Oh, good idea. Yeah, really good.
To reroll all my ones?
He's burning a trait to reroll.
My problem solver trait.
Sell it for me narratively.
I realized that he's too far away from me, and I'm not going to make it. So I push one of the other students in his way so that he will trip, fall, and you know, trip him up and not let him get all the way.
Okay. Reroll all four ones.
Reroll.
How do you get nothing?
You just lost one of your dice. I'm not letting you reclaim it.
Shit.
Oh. You are now down to nine.
He got no extra sixes, and we got two ones.
You will remove one of your d6s, for it was thrown off the table in a fit of childish rage.
Why are we getting
I tried to get it in the dice tray.
For
yeah,
all of
well.
Us.
I've got some dice in my bag. Can I
how many,
use
no.
How Fuck. Many ones did
Sorry.
We lose? I mean, how many other dice did we lose?
Two ones. Can you use rerolls?
I will allow you in this instance after a burn and
asked.
No other instances tonight to reuse those rerolls. Would you like to use
Reroll,
re-roll the two ones?
Two ones!
Jesus.
You are now.
God. You're terrible.
You should have rolled against me!
You should have rolled better!
He did roll. What?
I rolled good for me to.
For me.
Oh.
So, you have now got down to seven dice.
Yeah.
For your pool.
Jesus Christ.
So he slips. He slips through your grasp. Sammy falls, skidding across the floor. You kind of curl into a ball
Get
around
it, Sammy!
This as you now have this remote.
Sammy, you're gonna regret this.
All of the other students in the class stop. They're all staring directly at you.
Bad idea.
What does it look like?
As Ronnie sits back into a chair in the front of the room. Kicks back his legs.
How do I use this?
This is interesting. See, usually I would call your names one by one. Give you all a chance to possibly run. Small lead. Balance the scales. It appears that our viewers at home want to mix things up. We hear you. And we will abide by your wishes. It begins now.
Can I ask what it looks like and how I would go about controlling it?
This sector.
Game Master, Tristan stumbles and drops the remote onto the floor, where anyone can grab it.
Oh, replaying.
Why? Okay.
What does it look like? Does it look like how to...
It's just a small...
Like what? How many buttons? Like what's a switch or anything or what?
Black remote. There's a small digital screen on it.
Okay.
It's got numbers on it. Now, you didn't wait to hear what those numbers might mean. What any of it is.
Hashtag Game Master. Ronnie leans back a too far in his chair, falls backwards and breaks his neck.
Hold yourself out to that.
That's exactly what happens. As the chair slips on the blood from his shoes that was brought over from Tristan's nose, his neck cracks. You hear the sound of soldiers outside the room. The door remains open, and you now notice a clock that reads 5 minutes has started inside the room. Now, For those that are not taking me seriously,
also, I'd like to search Ronnie's body for a weapon.
Yeah.
For a gun.
One moment. Five minutes has begun.
I'd like to search Ronnie's body for a gun.
I'm gonna...
You're gonna have to do that with a group of 50 other students. I'm going to say 15 of them immediately start running towards you as you hold the remote that dictates their life or death.
So I'm right next to Ronnie, and they're probably a distance. So can I, if I find a gun, would I be of distance to...
So you're going to take some time to search his body.
Fuck.
No, please, roll your 7 dice.
Oh my god.
If I find a gun, though, if I get 6s and I find a gun, then...
Or we could just run!
Your 4 minutes and 15 seconds, considering...
We could just run!
All of you need to remove yourself from this sector. You are just in the building. Fuck. How large is this sector? You might want to check your map.
Shit!
I'm gonna...
Shit!
No
6s, 2 1s. I'd like to burn a trait. I burned just... Fuck.
Sell it for me.
My intentions are just, it's not to, I don't want to necessarily kill them, but to create order, I need a leverage over other people. They know that, they may assume that I don't know how to use a remote, and so I need to find something that can stare them in the face like a gun. But it's, my intentions are just not to necessarily kill them, but to get some sort of control.
Roll. I will let you know that you have 3 minutes and 30 seconds.
I slipped my way out of the room.
Yeah,
six!
You have how many sixes?
Ooh.
1 6?
I see
it
two
was
six.
One.
Okay.
2 6s, how many ones?
None.
No ones at all?
None.
Okay, 2 6s. You search his body. There are no weapons on his body.
Fuck!
He would not come into this room with a weapon.
I grab Lynn on the shoulder and I push her and I go, run!
Okay,
I run towards.
I know Lynn, so I'm going to run with her and the previous winner.
Chunk,
as well.
I need you to roll your 7 dice.
Okay, I'm going to roll it properly
Mylin,
for you.
Mylin, roll your 7 dice at the same time. That way you're not rolling it a penalty.
Shit.
Lynn, because he grabbed you, I'm going to say you don't have to roll
since
he's pushing you along.
Okay.
Sorry, Chunk. How many rerolls do we have?
You have 3.
What do we get?
Reroll this.
Nothing,
we're
Chunk.
We're using one over here to
okay,
reroll.
Okay, you don't... Wait.
We're doing it at the same time. He said that we could. We're running out of time.
Okay,
reroll.
Okay.
One reroll being used over here. Okay, she's got 2 6s.
Whoa. You only got 2 rerolls because they used 1.
Well, see, that's what I mean. You have already succeeded the roll.
No. She had a 1. She rerolled it. She has 2 6s. We don't have time.
How many 6s?
Oh, my God.
None.
Oh, my God.
Taking this away.
Mylin.
Yes.
You are Edgar Graydon.
Yes.
Your best friend is Sammy Stennis.
Stress eating.
That's
you
me.
Just watched all of this go down, and you make a run for it, leaving your friend, your best friend, behind. Tell me, on the map, where do you run to?
To the B1.
B1. Great.
The volcano?
The rest of you, in the crazy havoc that breaks out, are trying to make your way out of the facility. As you run out the corridor, you notice any hope that you may have felt was completely in vain, as the entire corridor is stretched long with soldiers brandishing guns. Doesn't matter, Ronnie's dead. Many more could fill into his place. As you start to make your way out of the compound and the havoc, you manage to somehow survive, as many others do not.
Who dies?
You notice a beep on your wrist.
Beep, 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 beep.
You make your way to the edge of the sector, running as fast as you can. You see the small sign just off the too far from you for Sector B2. But you're not fast enough. As each of you hear an explosion. Now, Mike?
Fuck!
Yes?
I need you to roll a D8.
There's no D8s here.
Oh, there are no D8s. So you know what? You're gonna roll a D6. A 1 through 4. Okay.
Yes.
1 is your left wrist. Yikes. 2 is your right wrist.
Fuck!
3 is your left leg.
Oh my god.
4 is your right leg. A 5 or a 6. Malfunction. Oh. Roll, please.
Wanna see a 6, Chunk?
Yep.
6.
Roll for JC.
Oh no.
You want to see a 6, Chunk?
Yep.
Check it.
Or a 5.
2. Sorry!
JC, your right hand explodes from your body. As a just large plume of blood splatters all over Sammy.
Oh, fuck!
As you're bleeding out profusely. Lynn, roll.
I don't want to.
Roll.
I rip out of my sleeve and kind of like put pressure on his right arm and try to.
3.
That was your left leg.
Uh-oh.
As you're running, feel yourself fall to the ground. It happens so fast as your body skids. As you take kind of a scrape in the weeds on the front of your face. It takes you a moment. At first you think maybe you're dead as your body hits the ground.
Your left leg, Jesus Christ.
As you sit and wait, the pain then starts to come through slowly as it creeps through your body and you look down and see that your left foot is gone.
Oh God.
Around you, you see others on the ground crying in pain. Not too far out in front of you, others running into the woods.
Take searching. My belt off and tourniquet my leg.
Now, I'm going to roll. Because the viewers at home have granted one of you a weapon.
They didn't say?
I'll roll again until I get between 1 and 4. You are 1, 2.
This is good.
4.
Because you get ones.
I've rolled a 5 and a 6. And another 6. As you fall to the ground, and you see all these people running, to your right, you notice something gleaming in the weeds. A small case. You open it up and you find a weapon. Now, tonight, just for fun, viewers, every $250 earned, a random player will get a weapon.
Sick.
Every $100 earned, a random sector closes on the map.
Uh-oh.
There's much more that happens too, but we don't want to tell them until it happens. Now, these random weapons, I will allow you, as the winner of this, choose a standard weapon, magical girl weapon, abstract weapon, or sword.
What's an example of an abstract weapon?
I will give you no examples.
It'll be like a 2x4. Oh, no, an abstract.
Like
no, that's too good.
That's standard. Magical. I'll do magic girl
weapon. Yeah.
Magic girl weapon. This weapon is a long wand with a bronze shaft. It is designed with an orange and jellyfish princess motif and is topped with a star-shaped crystal.
Damn it.
It's basically a stick with a crystal on the top of it. It will behold you no magical powers.
What?
That's not how this works.
You said magical girl weapon.
That's exactly what it is.
That isn't
Dude,
a weapon.
That isn't a weapon. That's just a stick.
Well, he did say weapon, so surely it's a
magical
weapon, right?
Magical girl weapon.
You said magical girl weapon, so it's a weapon.
Yes, I did.
So it's a weapon.
But this is still the real world we're talking about.
I wouldn't have chosen that one if I realized that there wasn't going to be magic in it.
Maybe I trapped you.
Yeah, you did.
You have a large stick with a star-shaped crystal on top of
it. The star
I believe that could do some damage,
yeah,
considering
sharp, at least,
no
right?
one else yeah, has any weapons yet.
It goes into someone's eye, maybe.
Now, a couple other things have happened since then. Three more sectors will now randomly close.
Okay.
You don't know how much time has passed. Edgar, you sit in B1. Currently, alone. Until you hear this kind of sound, bushes rustling close by.
Edgar.
You hear this voice from the weeds not too far away.
Edgar.
I try not to move, and brace myself, like, ready to attack.
Okay. Before we resolve that, you hear this sound come over the loudspeakers. You're very close, the three of you, to the edge of B2. You now see the blinkers start again as you've now continued to sit. They start to beep, beep, beep. And you move forward into B2, crossing the line, as over the loudspeakers you hear Lucio, Auten, Bruna, Orange, Lynn, Bosworth, Shelby, Reynoso, Tina, Sandifer, Tristan, Victor.
Well, we know Tristan.
So those
dead.
Are the people
so
who
those
died.
Must be the ones
they're
that died.
Dead, yeah.
Those were the names.
You're gonna hear
of those
every
that
time.
Fell.
By the way, I'm Lynn Bellamy.
JC.
Now, before we continue, we have some bonds. These are like truths.
Okay.
JC blames Sammy for his lost hand.
Oh man, come on.
Maybe if Sammy hadn't wasted time searching bodies, things would have gone differently.
Yeah, look at this.
I didn't tell you to wait.
Look at this.
I helped tourniquet it. Jesus.
God.
This bond doesn't work because, as I mentioned, are people not paying attention to me when I talk? Is that the fucking issue? I'm going to change the name because JC was a student that didn't go to school here and none of them have met JC before. So Sammy has always had a crush on Edgar, your best friend. Maybe this whole thing, being close to death, is the perfect time to get closer to Edgar and finally tell Edgar how you really feel.
I've still got all my limbs. I've got that going for me.
But you're boo bugged out on you, so there's a TV show for that.
That's true.
Now, three more sectors need to close.
So A2 is gone.
Can we go back to sectors that have been closed?
A3 is closed, which,
it's the water.
Lucky for you, is just water.
Okay.
Hashtag Game Master Sammy and JC's lives are linked. If one dies, they both die.
Are we supposed to hear that?
Yes.
All right. It's you and me, buddy.
Yeah, but when I bleed to death,
I help tourniquet it, dude.
We'll get to that.
Oh, Jesus.
One moment.
Look, I'm out.
I will not tell you just yet. I need to roll the next two sectors. Actually, that's three now. B3 is closed. F3 is closed.
Oh, no.
Damn, that means...
There's a little chapel
all
thing
of that
there.
Can't go...
E1 is closed. Now, the final one. Before we get to that, we go to Edgar. As you hear over the loudspeaker in your sector, you have 5 minutes to vacate the sector.
I help Lynn.
As you're... Yep. Now, you're not in that sector. I'm talking to Edgar.
Oh, sorry. I wasn't... Sorry.
Edgar.
I wasn't listening. I thought we were getting up here.
You get up and you hear this... Edgar, no, wait. From the bushes. It's me. Violet. Violet Dawson, I'm in your math class.
We gotta go. And I just start running, like, to get out of the sector.
So you start to run. As you run through the weeds, you then get a look at Violet. As you start to run past her, and Violet's like, wait, stop, wait! Now, are you going to run past or stop?
Does she have any weapons in her hands?
Not that you can see.
I am going to try and run past her with a wide berth.
Violet, so
you start
we have to move around her as you're talking. Edgar, I'm not as fast as you. I'm not a runner.
I know, but just move.
What is going on? What is even happening?
I don't know.
This is stupid. This is a joke. This has to be a joke.
Violet, either follow or don't, but you have to get out of here. And I just take off.
Roll for me. You have 9 dice as 9 candles now remain.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. So all the dice are back. That, yeah.
You will roll 9 d6s.
Ugh. Okay. 1, 6. If you burn one of your traits, you can reroll both of these.
And you do want to.
You do want to burn.
So
we want to get to a hug.
Okay. What is your result?
1, 6, and 2 1s.
You have 2 rerolls.
Okay. I'd like to burn one of those.
Or would you like to use a trait or rerolls?
I'd like to use a reroll.
Reroll.
Yeah.
Okay.
One or two.
Okay.
Reroll. Time's running and
hashtag
will explode.
Rerolls.
Sick. Thank you.
Okay. Just 1, 6.
That's a lot of fucking. Oh my
Thanks.
God. Arsenal Roy.
Thank
you're
you.
The man.
Thank
I feel
you.
Like Arsenal Roy
oh
showed
God,
up today
oh
to just piss me the fuck off.
What? And help us. Thank you, Arsenal Roy.
You conflict me so much because I appreciate your support. I really,
Thanks,
really
man.
Appreciate your
get?
Support.
We love
but
you.
Fuck you, man.
What? How
Thank
many
you,
we get? We get
fuck
a lot.
You.
How many is
how
that?
Many we get?
How many is $500 worth?
I'll wait for it to add up.
It's a lot.
Okay.
Woo!
Thanks, man.
I'm gonna reroll that my magical
wait,
weapon
my
has
timer,
magic.
Is my timer still going? Because I'm trying to get out of my sector.
Yes, you have 2 minutes remaining.
Okay, I'm running.
How
I'm
many sixes did you
one.
Roll? How many ones?
None.
Okay. Tell me what happens.
I'm like. Violet, we gotta go. I don't know, but we can't talk about it here. And I just start like stumbling and like awkwardly running towards C2.
Okay,
so you're running towards C2, where there's the small town. Now, I need to resolve some things here. I have 3 weapons to give out.
Shit, yeah!
Edgar.
Oh, man.
Sword. Abstract. Magical girl. Or normal weapon.
Don't choose magical girl.
Abstract.
Ooh. Look at you.
Your weapon combines aspects of a pack of cards with a baseball bat. You've basically found a baseball bat with baseball cards taped on it.
Okay.
Okay, so it works.
It's still a bat.
I want to know what normal weapon is now.
One down. Sammy.
Yes!
Your choice.
Damn, I wish someone chose normal weapon. I mean, I'm going to choose the one that's going to be what I know. A sword.
A sword. This This sword's hilt is detailed in black, copper, brass, and silver.
Okay.
There's fluting and horizontal reading on the grip.
Okay.
Its overall design utilizes organic-looking contours, and it emits a red glowing blade.
Fuck. Yes.
What? Yours gets magic and mine doesn't?
I just said glowing.
Okay.
One more. JC, your choice.
Sword. That's unsafer to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Left-handed sword, please.
This two-handed sword's hilt is detailed in black, silver, copper, and light green.
Trade you my magic girl weapon.
The overall design utilizes curving and straight lines, and it emits a blue glow.
Sick. So I'm Sith. And
but it's very heavy and typically requires two hands. Now.
Can we trade weapons?
Magic girl
can
weapon?
Can I
hold on.
Ask a question.
Well, I need, given the things that have happened, five more sectors will randomly close.
Jesus. Oh, no.
G3 is closed.
Nice.
G1 is closed. Yeah. C4 is closed. Yeah. H2 is closed. Lucky rolls here. D3 is closed. Your question.
Does my bat have cards taped to it, or are the cards separate from the bat?
Taped to it.
Okay. Are they taped sticking out or taped flat flush against it?
Both.
Okay.
It looks like some sort of an idiot put this together.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to take, if there's a couple of cards I can.
Now, hold on for a sec. You are in Sector C2. Mm-hmm. You heard as you ran, Violet not far behind you this entire time. You come across a small collection of abandoned houses. The first house you enter is where you see this bat. Now, before we get back to you and resolve that, I'd like to come back to you three.
Okay, so we're in, just to confirm,
B2.
We're in B2, and it's still beeping, so we need to get the hell out
no,
of
no,
here.
No, no, you got out of A2. That's where it was beeping. You are currently in B2. You are no longer beeping the second you cross that line.
Okay, first of all, Jesus.
Next to you are two fellow classmates. Adelia Kampf.
Adelia.
And Ernestine Belts.
Adelia and Ernestine.
Throughout this commotion and everything that happened, you didn't even realize that they'd kind of been with you and came over with you this entire time. They've kind of been with you, not really speaking to you, but just in the mass of everyone trying to leave and scatter.
Yeah.
They've kind of been with you. Now, they're not currently missing any limbs.
Yeah.
Seems like theirs may have malfunctioned like yours.
Sure.
But we are now to the situation where you've crossed the line, your hand missing.
Jeez.
Bandaged up. Your leg continues to bleed.
I already said I tourniquet it.
I'm going to make you roll for that.
I said that at the beginning.
Well, I'm going to make you roll for it.
He's condensing 3 weeks into one session.
First, so I get a magic girl weapon.
You have
got no
20 rerolls.
One, six. Oh,
20. Thanks. Thanks, Asini Roy, by the way. Hell yeah.
Okay, I got one, so I'll use one of the rerolls for it. Cocked. 1-6.
Okay. You tourniquet it off above the leg. The bleeding is stopped, but the bottom of your leg has turned very blue, and you feel yourself being a little weak. You're having to limp along, but you do have this weapon that you came across. All of you, in fact, have found weapons within this area. This area seems to be rich with weapons. Just weapons everywhere.
Is it, so there's an already automatic understanding that our lives are
linked?
Zach?
Linked.
No.
Let's
get there through narrative.
Yeah. Looking around, since this is such a weapon...
How do I do that?
since this is such a weapon, you know,
yes.
Treasure trove of places, I find a crutch.
Roll.
No matter what I said,
if you had to roll, you should get something that turns it a weapon and a crutch. Maybe.
What, like a collapsible staff? I thought about it, which is why I should have done standard weapon.
Be aware, the more you try to fuck me, the more I will try to fuck
we're
you.
We're not trying to fuck you, we're trying to
we're
survive!
We're just trying to be fair! We just want fair,
I just
want to
live!
I think you guys are playing the wrong game, then.
Is he flirting
okay,
with
I got
us?
1, 6, 1, 1. Two sixes. I'm going to use one of the rerolls for...
Oh, yeah, wow. Down to 19.
Okay, so I got 2 sixes for running crutch.
A running crutch. You should have just got a prosthetic leg while you're
crutch!
At it.
You find a crutch.
Okay, go.
You find, in fact, an entire old abandoned, like, first aid outpost. This island seems very strange to you. You are American students, but you don't recognize a lot of the markings in this island. And the architecture almost dates back to the early 50s. It's quite possible that you are residing in some sort of abandoned island that was being occupied in World War II.
Okay.
Is this the same island that I was in before?
Yes.
Okay. Jesus.
If there's a first aid place, then I think we should fix ourselves.
Well, I just want to get this straight. Jesus, you've got a two-handed sword. I've got a one-handed sword. Shall we switch?
I think you owe me that much.
What? Okay, fine. Whatever. So I've got the two-handed sword, blue lightsaber, and he's got the red Sith one.
And I've got a really sick kick-ass collector's item.
What? And this is Ernestine kind of jumps forward. What?
Wait.
I've been with you the whole time.
Okay.
I've been with you the whole time.
Okay.
I walk up to him and I slice his throat.
Oh, shit!
I'm not even going to make you roll for that. You walk up and just slice his throat. As he falls to the ground, his friend, Adelia, pulls a pistol from behind her back and just starts shooting in your general direction.
I throw the sword at her head.
I need you first to roll.
Me?
JC.
Uh-huh.
As this pistol starts unloading
Six.
On you.
One.
Oh!
Oh, please, Zach. I didn't do it out of any...
You weren't acting like a child, so I'll let you do it.
Oh, thank God. Five, three, two, six.
Yes.
And then
you
grab the other one.
Okay, so you're gonna re-roll that one?
I got a one?
She's shooting wildly. You gonna re-roll that one?
Yeah, I'm gonna re-roll that one.
One. Six.
Yeah!
She's shooting wildly in your general direction.
And then
I would say, JC, you recognize that she's never held a weapon before.
Okay, good.
And surprisingly to you two, as you hit the ground out of pure fear, these bullets are just hitting all around JC, and he just walks directly towards Adelia without flinching, as he can sense... She doesn't know how to aim it or how to hit it. But you, as you duck down and in your fear, throw the sword.
I get a feeling that JC needs to live for some reason
you
out of my own self-interest.
Your sword.
Yep.
Great. That's what you do with swords.
Well, she was now, shooting JC. I can't have him die.
Great. I'm going to have you roll. Now, there's going to be a condition on this roll because what you're doing is stupid.
Hashtag Game Master. You know we love you, Zach. There's now a minefield in the sector of the player of your choosing.
Great, I will choose in the sector of JC. Oh, look, Sammy and Lynn are also there. So
who was that? Who the hell was that?
That was also Arsenal Roy.
Okay, well, we can't
now
take him. Yeah.
Because what you're doing is stupid.
Fine.
You're throwing the weapon you just
got. I panicked!
You will not be allowed to use any rerolls on this roll.
Fine. You think I need it?
Oh, my God.
You have how many dice? Nine still?
This is not a time to flex, Mike.
Six. One. Two. Five. Three. Six. Five. Three. Two sixes. One, one. Can I burn a
re-roll.
Trait?
Oh, you can't reroll.
You said no rerolls? Can I burn a trait?
I hate you, yes.
I mean,
sell
it's
it
one
for me.
Idealistic.
Yeah?
I'm so
While you're doing that, I'm going to close another sector.
Jesus, how do I wake this? Idealistic.
E2 is now closed.
I'm
oh,
so...
No. Oh, no.
Oh, what is it? E2?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm pretty idealistic in my... I've been watching too many cartoons. And the ability... I never really considered not throwing a sword, but I believe I can. And so I do. Is that good enough?
Because you believe in yourself.
I can do better than that.
I have a question.
Yes.
When a sector is closed, we're barring from traveling through it, even like, say, by boat or air?
Six. Three sixes.
I guess you would have 5 minutes to get through it.
Three sixes.
Well, three sixes. No one's... Surprisingly, this sword lands directly into Adelia's face.
May I ask what happens with the blue glowing, like when it strikes it? Does anything happen?
The small LED powering that glow flickers out as it's been shorted through the wetness of the blood. Now, as it sticks into her head and her body falls forward, the two of you recognize in front of you, you just watched this person you've never met slice the throat of one of your classmates. Just narratively want to remind you of that.
Hear me out.
Why did you do that?
Okay.
Why did both of you do that?
Hear me out.
Isn't it enough that they're trying to kill us?
No, right? No. Hear me out. For some reason, I can't explain it, okay? But I feel some sort of a fucking link.
You killed
Adelia! I don't know, but like, Jesus, like, you know me. I'm a hardcore Christian. His name's Jesus.
Oh my God.
He survived this. He can take us through. He walked through those bullets like he walked through part of the fucking Red Sea.
You have to understand that.
Can you roll a d6 for me between a scale of 1 to 6 is how fucking crazy you are right now?
While they're talking, I wanted to explain
the link. There's no way I can explain a link between...
Good, maybe you can explain it while you're crazy. 1 yeah. to 6.
3.
You are about 3 level crazy, so you're normal Mike.
Okay. I'm going through the first aid kit because I'm class valedictorian, Liz Bellamy. I'm going to be pre-med. So I have definitely taken the courses to be able to treat this. So
your leg bleeding out.
Well, yeah.
By the way, I take my sword
suture,
back again.
You just do a suture.
Hold on.
Suture on the main artery.
So I already said that you were right next to this place where you found the crutch. So I'm not even going to make you roll for that. The first aid kit is right there. While all this commotion is going on, you panic for a little bit, but then you get right back to what you were doing. You're focused on fixing yourself. You, though, you're walking to get your crutch, correct? I'm going to need you to roll. In fact,
damn it! I was
at any moment
go...
the rest of you walk in this sector, you will roll for each of those actions to see whether or not you step on a mine.
Okay.
Do I have Sith or Jedi telekinesis?
He did not just say... He did not...
Yeah, because of the way you're acting, I'm going to say that you rolled a 6 on that crazy check instead of a 3. So,
okay, I hold my hand out and nothing happens.
Oh
yes,
God.
You do. You hold your hand out. You feel some sort of cosmic bond to Jesus, JC.
God, Mike, I missed you. Dear Lord.
And that's what's happening. Now, while you're rolling, I'm going to go ahead and resolve a couple things here that need to be resolved.
God, this map is closing really quick for those that want to see.
We're going to get fucked up because of these mines, goddammit.
You start to hear the names over the loudspeakers. Luna, Hosking, Arlie, Beckstead, Helene, Borgia, Denise, Veltri, Esther, Vandiver.
Not Esther.
Loris, Garlitz.
Meh.
Samara, Sigrest.
Samara.
She's that grudge girl. Oh yeah, the ring.
Yeah.
Good.
She wrote lovely poetry, though.
What does that mean?
I need you to roll an entire roll.
Oh, I see. I bet. How many dice? 9, right?
These are the classmates 6. Of yours that have fallen upon the closing of each sector. An average of 5 students falls with it. Cool.
6. 1. 3. Fuck, I should have used my hope die on this.
Yeah.
We got 2 6s, 1 1. Can I use a reroll?
Yes. I find it ironic. The individual who would make it to where you have to roll for every step you
one,
take
can
also
I use
you
another
20
one?
Rerolls. No.
Jesus.
Because you already used it once. So, you are now down to 8 dice in your pool. You manage, and in fact, at this point, none of you know anything would be wrong with this area, because nothing's happened. You walk up, grab your sword. I'll let you talk out a little bit about your connection with JC. It appears that Lynn is not really paying attention to you as she's taking care of herself.
Chunk, I don't know how to make this
look. It's not Chunk, it's like, JC.
I know, I'm just saying, you gotta help
me.
Are you
bleeding a little bit in your right arm?
I'm bleeding.
Like maybe in the palm.
I don't know how that happened.
Yeah. How are you bleeding in the same spot where I'm missing things?
What are you suggesting?
Pretty
Jesus.
Nice.
He's saying, I am linked to the Holy Spirit.
I've seen this before.
I believe you if you say, I'm linked to the Holy Spirit.
Last time I was here, I watched people linked somehow.
Okay.
They if one suffered,
and you,
the other one did too.
Wait, last time you were there that happened?
Last time I was here.
Fuck.
Okay. Yes, and that shit. Jesus, are you saying that I am linked with
all that is holy? Okay.
Oh my God,
Jesus.
Sammy, can you please stop calling him?
I thought his name was Jesus.
His name might be Jesus.
Oh, that's true.
Wait, I would remind you, Sammy.
Are you Hispanic or what? I got chat with the blue fur.
I will remind you, Sammy, though you may feel some sort of bond physically with Jesus. And let's be clear, his name's not Jesus, it's JC.
I thought so. Sammy. Jesus.
Sammy is crazy.
He made one,
Jesus Christ.
He made one joke. with that.
Okay, well, I'm crazy.
So Sammy, I'll remind you, though you may feel a physical bond with Jesus, your real love. Your
yes.
best friend.
I will honor that.
Your secret love.
I'll honor it.
Is Edgar.
Okay.
Who has now been missing. You lost track of Edgar from the beginning of all this. You did see Edgar run out at the beginning, but you don't know where she
okay.
is.
Okay.
Now,
JC.
Yes?
I have medical training. I will be a doctor after I get out of here.
You think you're getting out?
Okay, you know what? Never mind. I'm not going to say
Can
the rest
we...
of what I was
Listen,
going to say.
Okay. Can we find Edgar? She's the only
Edgar, your
why,
friend
why,
who ran
yeah.
off.
Like she's
she
the only.
She left you.
I know, but she's the only. Besides us, like you're one are of you, my best friends, and
yeah.
so is Edgar.
Are you gonna die for her? Because that's what's gonna happen. Look, only one of us is getting out alive.
Yeah, but what's the point of that? Because you're back, right?
Yeah. So
you got out.
What do we do,
but
Jesus?
Back.
Yeah, but
so
I was
you
the
win?
Only one.
But you're back. And you're missing a hand now.
Jesus, did you have... What happened?
What did you win,
Jesus,
JC?
What happened to the lifelinks? Like, the ones that had lifelinks. How can two people survive if...
I don't know. I survived alone last time.
Because you didn't have a lifelink, but now you do. So
yeah.
what's going to happen?
I don't know how it works. I just saw it.
Can we find Edgar? I'm just... My thoughts are on her.
Cut to Edgar. As you're in this small house, and you found your weapon, you do hear... Violet running from not far behind. She seems to have lost track of you. Edgar, where'd you go? I'm not trying to hurt you. I don't know what's going on. I'm scared.
I pick up the bat and hide kind of next to the door. I'm like, I'm in here, Violet, but I just... Don't come in here. I don't know what's going on. I don't trust anyone.
Wait, you're in where? She gets halfway through the word, and you hear this kind of gurgle sound. Like the sound of her choking on her own blood. Your back's turned to the door. You can't see.
Not turn, like I'm like...
You can't see. Because you've kind of got... You were waiting for someone to come
yeah.
in and hit them. You hear her body... thud on the ground. And then you hear footsteps. Slowly. Slow enough that you're aware that they're aware. you're standing right there. They're moving carefully. You know, they know you're there. What do you do?
I'm gonna crouch low and wait for them to cross the threshold and try and take out their knees, because they're probably expecting me to come high and hit them in the head.
You crouch down, pulling the bat, waiting for the door to open. The sound of the steps stop. You slowly look up and see the handle of the door very slowly start to turn. And then it stops. It quickly rises back up. You hear what sounds like a very fast shuffle outside. Like a whoosh. And then you hear nothing else. For a moment. As then, not too far away, maybe 50 yards, you hear this labored breathing. First, and then you hear the footsteps, breathing heavily, and you hear them see Violet's body on the ground. Oh God, Violet. You recognize this voice of Deborah Reyna. Not someone I would call a friend of yours, but an acquaintance, one of your classmates. It's a small class, everyone knows everyone. As you hear Deborah fall to the ground. Oh God, my head. And then you can tell from the sound she's looking through Violet's pockets, rummaging over her body. What's going on? She doesn't have anything. Hello? Hello? Is someone there? Hello?
Do I see stairs in this building at all?
No. It's a one-story building. It's small. Each of these houses in this area are small, one-story little buildings. Very small shanty town.
I move away from the door and just try and search and see if there's any, I can find anything else that might be useful to me in the building, but as quietly as I can.
There's nothing there. These buildings are empty. It's as if someone cleverly planted exactly what you would need and nothing more. Otherwise, it's cleared out. Spotless. Almost too clean for its age. But you do notice, as you look around, the unmistakable stain of blood on the concrete that's soaked in and then been wiped down. And in that kind of moment, the gravity and the reality of the situation weighs down on you. This has happened before.
I've heard about this. It's too crazy to be true.
From the other side of the building, around the area where you heard the first individual scutter off, you hear the voice of Nestor Bronson. Deborah! Hey, Deborah! It's me, Nestor! Oh, what happened to Violet? And you hear their conversation kind of through the wall. As you...
Is there a second door? Is there only one door? Like, is there a way that
only
I can
one door on this
get
building.
Behind?
There are windows in the back.
I guess, can I try and get out and get behind Nestor?
Yes.
I want to...
Roll for
so
it.
So that's what I want to do.
8 die.
And I'd like to use one reroll, please.
Yeah, you've only got 17 left.
Next chance you get, though, burn one of your traits because you want to get down to your hope die while you still have a lot of dice.
Four sixes.
Nice.
You kind of stay low and make your way to the back of this small shanty house. There's a window on the opposite end, but it's wood. Old wood frame. As you kind of pull up on that first little ash, you hear a small, like, you're able to kind of put your hand under, very slowly on each side, lift it up, smoothly. As it kind of clicks into space, you've got a good 2.5 feet that you're able to kind of skim through, out onto the ground. I'm going to need you to roll one more time to get around this house and behind Nestor. Now, as you come out onto the opposite side, it's your first kind of chance to get a good look of the area. This specific area is about 15 small little houses. Each of them, like I said, about the same size as the one you were in. 15 by 15 square foot, solid room. Looks like there used to just be cots in here, stations. You notice, all the way on the opposite end, kind of movement, a shadow of a person, quickly between one building and the next. Now, they're still a good couple hundred yards away, but you see it.
So, as I come around the building, I want to, like, keep that in check out of the corner of my eye, kind of, like, monitoring, but able to, like, get behind Nestor while he's having this conversation.
Go ahead and roll for me.
Oh, damn.
Okay,
she ended the chapter.
No sixes.
Wait, can
no
we do
sixes,
rerolls?
No ones.
Wait, the rerolls are for any...
Rerolls are for any die.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So choose as many rerolls
for
as...
For now, until I
for
decide
as
otherwise.
As you think, how many dice do you think you need to roll a six? How many do you think?
All of them.
Okay, whatever.
One, two,
to roll
three,
a
four,
six?
Five, six, seven, eight.
Just
take eight. Do
no,
it. You have
I
a
want
lot.
Eight.
Like, you
yes,
have 17
I want them
rerolls.
All. Give
Please
me them.
Use them.
Oh, God.
Please, for the love of God.
I am using them.
Thank you.
Just oh, wait. Are you down to... Oh, no. She's got a trait.
She already did it.
She's got one trait?
No, she didn't. She doesn't have any... she hasn't burned anything.
Oh, anything. Okay.
Didn't I, for my first one, burn one trait? I thought I did.
No, you used rerolls.
Okay.
Okay, we've got a six so far. That's good. I want it on. Two sixes so far.
So three sixes.
Wait, good. And then I can. I may as well. I want to burn my.
How many ones do you have?
One.
And you want to burn a trait for it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to burn my jack of all trades.
All right, that's a good one to use right
yeah.
now. Kind of fits into what you're doing.
Yeah.
Works Go ahead really and roll well. It.
Okay. So three sixes.
The overlay is correct. For those that are wondering, even though they're only rallying eight die, why the overlay says nine candles, it's because. You still have your die go down lower as you roll ones and you lose them. Mike lost them a die earlier, so they are currently now at eight, but they still have nine candles. When they get all the way down to not having any sixes in their roll, then they will go down to eight, but that die pool could then lower again. Now, as you sneak your way around this house and you start to peek around that corner, you see the bloody footprints left behind where Nestor had hid on this side of the house. You know he killed Violet. Deborah does not. The two of them are talking, and as you kind of peer around the corner, you recognize that Nestor is hiding something in the back of his pants. He's got something in his belt loop in the back of his pants. As he's talking with Deborah, consoling her as she's crying over the fact that her friend is dead before her.
Does she see me, or is she like close to him?
She doesn't see you. You rolled well, so she doesn't see you. What do you want to do?
I want to sneak up behind Nestor, take my bat, and wham, right to the head.
Okay. I will let you do this, but I want you to be aware. The way you're doing it, I'm going to have you roll at a slight disadvantage. Now, granted, you still have a lot of rerolls, but I'm going to have you roll with two less dice because you're lifting up before you swing, which will give Deborah a chance to see you, and she will react to that. So, Nestor... will be probably moving, so I'm gonna have you roll with two less dice. So you're gonna roll six dice.
You rolled 1 6.
1 6 is enough. So you move up. How many ones did you roll, by the way?
None.
Okay. You move up, slowly, kneel down, making sure every step, heel to toe, heel to toe. As she continues to cry, you start to see Nestor's hand go behind his back as he starts to lift this kind of shiv that looks crafted out of wood out of his back belt loop. As you then rise, her eyes catch yours. Nestor grabs the small shiv, turns, facing directly at you as your bat comes across his chin, removing his jaw from his face as his head spins around and the blood smacks onto Deborah's face as his body falls flat immediately in front of you. As Deborah stands covered in blood.
Deborah killed Violet. He killed Violet. He killed Violet. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. He killed Violet. No, he was going to kill you too.
You're a murderer.
He was going to kill you. Look at his murderer. Hand. Look at his hand. Look at his hand. He was going to kill you.
As she turns, screaming, running through the woods. Screaming loudly.
I.
Down the hillside.
Grab the shiv and then I take off and try and hide in another one of the houses.
Okay. You hide. I won't make you roll for that. You know what? Roll a d6 for me and just tell me the result.
Okay. 5.
Okay. So, you grab the shiv quickly and run and hide into one of the houses. Now, this house you hide in, does it still have view of where you just were? Or is it...
I'd like to get, like, opposite, like, further away from where that all happened.
Okay. So, you move in the opposite direction. Now, upon doing so, and going into one of those places, as you kind of go into one of the houses, shut the door, slide down your back against that door onto the floor, you remember, shit, you saw something on this opposite side, a shadow, someone moving. There's a chance they may have seen you.
Mm-hmm.
Lord knows that scream would have drawn a lot of attention to you. You three hear a scream, not too far away.
Would I recognize that scream as Edgar's scream? Possibly?
Edgar didn't scream.
Oh, okay, my bad. You're
but
right.
Maybe you think it's Edgar.
But you do hear a woman scream, not too far south of your current location.
Okay, first of all, JC, how did you win this? What's the strategy here? Do we just kill everyone? Do we?
Yeah. You look, you can have a few friends, but you're eventually going to have
to kick
them out.
Lynn,
as you hear this scream, and you instinctively want to run in that direction, you feel the ground below you start to shake.
I think it's
earthquake
time to go.
Okay.
Starts to roll out, almost as if that volcano and the sector close by is
Holy
active.
Shit.
Okay.
As the ground shakes underneath you, you see a tall lighthouse off in the distance, Sector E2.
That sector's closed.
Yeah, it's closed.
Crumble to the ground as the earthquake brings it down. Not only, though, does this earthquake trigger...
Hashtag Game Master, not all the weapons work as intended.
Oh, come on now.
God, look at that look on Zach's face.
Well,
they already don't work as intended.
No, I mean...
There's no magic in my stick.
My LED
I want
broke,
you all to
so.
Take a note. Every time you attack with your weapon, you will roll one extra d6 at the end of your candle roll. On a result of 1 to 3, the weapon is faulty. On a result of 4, 5, or 6, the weapon works as intended.
Is this for our current weapons only?
All weapons.
Okay.
So now, as
who the hell was that, by the way?
As this earthquake is shaking the ground underneath you, you realize the sector you're in is covered in mines as explosions start to go out around you. I need all three of you to succeed a roll as these mines are
going off. With all dice?
Yeah.
May I roll first, please? Because I want to put in my hope die.
Do it.
Okay, so I choose to use my hope in this roll.
Okay.
Six.
Let the record show he wanted to go first. So if he loses ones for you all, then
well,
on
we
him.
Got we got rerolls, but I'm just want to put them in my hope die.
The,
while
the
we
reason
have.
Why you had us going at the same time is that neither of us were
no,
roll
fine,
at disadvantage.
It's fine. It's fine. You're good.
So
you're good.
What do you mean?
You're good. Now you're fine.
Okay. Yeah. So you're you fine. Just put me at disadvantage.
You're fine.
I'm not gonna lose any sixes, any dice anyway. I'm rolling all sixes, baby. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6s, no ones.
You begin running south towards Sector C2.
I run. Can I run towards the screaming?
That's south. That's look
C2.
At your damn map.
I'm just saying. Just specifically. Like
I literally just said that.
Okay, all right.
As you're running towards that sector, towards the screen.
I'm going, Edgar!
You're
shouting.
Basically running as explosions are going on all
yeah,
around you.
Yeah, is it
you
badass?
You continue losing a little
is
bit of
slow-mo?
Your footing as it's happening. It's not fucking slow-mo.
Oh, God.
As explosions are going off all around you. JC.
Yeah?
Roll.
Do my best, buddy.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay. Five.
What is wrong with you?
Two.
God.
One. Oh, Jesus. I'm sorry.
Reroll.
Six. We got 1, 6, 1, 1.
Yeah.
Can I reroll my one?
Obviously.
Yeah.
Hey, actually, Chuck, do you wanna
burn
use any of your traits? Because
yeah,
you
I'm gonna burn my hyper focus.
Swell.
Cool.
So you're using your hyper
perfect.
Focus to
yeah.
move through this minefield
yeah.
of explosions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, mind you, why is this happening? The earthquake's still happening. So you're running as you feel the ground moving underneath you. It's very difficult, and it will be. Very difficult for someone on crutches.
Unless that someone who is a class valedictorian and respects all walks of life, so to speak, and has practiced
you
with
can run in our trail
Special
right
Olympics
us.
People
and you're
to
running...
know how to utilize more than just her legs.
You roll with six dice.
Oh, come on.
And you can roll behind, you know, but you're running in the L path,
yeah.
which
yeah,
has
Yeah, I'm
been
basically
going to
follow the
yeah.
path that y'all are taking.
You will roll with six dice.
Okay. I can remember I've got a hope die, so I got to...
Although I'm saying her extracurricular activities would totally encompass that.
Great. It makes you move really well on crutches. Some would say exceptionally well.
I didn't get any, yeah. rid of any dice. So.
Oh, okay. So it's my roll now.
Very good, yeah.
All right. Got 1, 6 there.
Nice.
Good okay, job. So I got 2 6s. I have 2 1s. I want to burn one of my traits. Empathic, so empathy. I'm really going to channel into that those extracurricular activities.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm going to realize that
you're empathic to mind.
Yeah, I'm in it for my life. Limbs are nothing. That's ableist thinking. So I have 3 6s.
Nice.
Okay. You all.
Oh wait, was I? Never mind.
How many ones did you have?
I had 2
re-rolled them.
And I burned my dang. You told me I could only roll with 6 dice, right? Yeah, I rolled with all 8. How about I just take 2 of the 6s away? Since I got 3 6s.
How about I take
I already
actually that's fine because
traits.
You rolled 3 6s, that even if he took out 2
that
of any even if it was the 2 you would have still got a 6.
So
right?
I got that one. I didn't have to be honest.
You didn't.
Give me something.
And I really do appreciate that. Everyone,
I've always been honest, Zach.
Have your dice
you know
pool
I've
go
been
down
honest.
To 6 as 2 1s.
Oh,
those pool.
Are out.
Wait, what?
Whoa,
so
that's
as
harsh,
you make
man.
Your way through
Yo, Zach, that's
this
harsh.
Minefield, moving quickly
being
and efficiently.
Honest. I've learned wow. now. I've learned today.
Sorry. The earthquake stops. And as you look up at the top of that volcano, you start to see a small amount of steam escaping it, escaping into the atmosphere, and then a larger amount. And you see
Holy
on the side of that mountain what looks to be a mudslide beginning.
Oh.
Oh, no.
You see it making its way down the side as the earthquake seems to have dislodged some loose mud.
We gotta hit south, like as far south
now,
as we go.
Okay, you also look up into the distance, and you see it in front of you on another mountain range.
Huh?
And then off to the west and to the east. As you're surrounded by mountains and this earthquake, must have been a lot of heavy rains recently. Seemed to loosen up some mud. Now, I'm not going to make you roll to survive this mudslide. You're all fairly farther inland. But I will say...
C3 down?
The earthquake destroyed all tall buildings on the entire island.
Whoa, Jesus.
You no longer have high vantage points.
Oh. Okay.
The mudslide has destroyed all forests. You no longer have thick brush to hide in.
So man-made high vantage points are destroyed.
There is still a volcano, yes.
Okay.
Well, and the the mud, hard mud on top
so
of
I'm
it.
So I'm calling out for Edgar when I was running south.
Are you, yeah, you now hear the sound of someone yelling for Edgar as you're ducked down inside this
small
house.
Edgar!
You hear it coming from just north of you, north of the town. But you also know there's someone else out there. Someone that you saw a shadow of before.
Am I, okay.
Do I recognize the voice?
Edgar, it's me!
It's your best friend, I would say yes.
Okay.
Sammy!
And I try to start, like, stealthily making my way around the edge of the houses to the where I hear
it. So you're
going to
go back outside? Okay. Roll 1d6 for me, again. Because the one you rolled earlier, I got higher than you. And that means you were spotted mm-hmm, to where you went to hide. Mm-hmm.
It's a 3.
I rolled a 6. So, as you open the door slowly and peer out, you hear the sound of thunk as you look directly to your left as an arrow is sticking out of the door in the wood. And you see from the angle of this arrow, you track it with your eye, and you see about 50 yards away through a window the glint of a crossbow pointed directly towards you. I need you to roll all of your dice.
Does she have one more trait, or is she on her hope
die? You have 6 dice to roll because
she has one more trait has to burn before she can get to it. Burn the trait.
She's got 3 ones?
Yeah.
She got 3
ones. Yeah. I'm gonna burn my scatterbrained.
Okay. Sell that for me. That doesn't necessarily help you in this instance.
I know. I get overloaded by this and hearing his voice and trying to decide if I should shut the door and what to do and kind of like hesitate between shutting the door and running out of it.
Okay. Reroll those.
Reroll.
Oh, 6.
Well, no, it's a 3 and a 1 and a 5.
But do I have rerolls?
After using a trait, I will only let you reroll a 1.
Good luck.
Okay, if the chapter ends, we still it's another 1.
Reroll. Let's make this exciting. Use another reroll.
Believe.
Wow! No! It's another 1.
Let's keep this
Maybe
going.
Roll another die. Maybe roll another die instead of that one.
You are now down to 5 rerolls remaining.
I believe
in you. Okay.
It's a 3.
Just a 3. Great.
Okay. So,
can you list 6 body parts for me on yourself?
Will I still...
My boxer, like, not individual, right? My
boxer. Individual body parts.
Yeah.
Not your face.
My boxer bone.
get it.
Boxer.
Okay.
Calf. This forearm.
Your forearm.
Ear.
Ear.
Shoulder.
Shoulder.
And,
it's face.
Thigh.
No, not face, come on! I'm not gonna...
That's a 2. The 2 was your wrist. As that arrow hits, and you go to turn back inside, as you turn, your hand kind of goes up as the arrow
hit the bracelet?
Goes through.
That'd be bad if it did.
As the arrow goes through your wrist, nicking the bracelet, you hear deet 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 as then.
Oh,
as
my
your
God.
Hand goes flying off of your body as blood starts squirting up into the ceiling as you roll into the ground, into this house. This individual is still coming for you.
Yell for us, Itka.
But a candle goes out.
Oh, yeah, okay, we got it. Sorry.
And when a candle goes out, I close another sector as well.
Right. Yeah. But we got dice backs.
You're not a 60
E4
anymore,
is down.
E4?
E4 is
next,
down.
Ready ho.
Next roll that you do, put your hope die in it.
Now, we have some things to get to.
Mm.
Edgar was the star player of her softball team. She's known for hitting big dingers. Well, not anymore. As Sammy falls further into insanity, he becomes convinced that the presence of the volcano must mean that something must be sacrificed to it. Only then will he be safe.
I'm gonna say I haven't lost my brain and that I'm a class clown, so that was me being a class clown. I haven't lost my sanity yet. But if I do, I'll keep that in mind.
This was a truth, so... You begin becoming convinced that the presence of the volcano must mean someone must be sacrificed.
But this is after I lose my sanity, right?
As you fall further into
okay,
it.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
I will.
Sammy,
you're
versus
at a three
the
right
volcano.
Now.
Sure.
Now.
Sacrifice. Volcano.
Your dice pool goes back up to 8. 5 rerolls remain.
And I've got my hope died.
We are getting close to our goal, so thank you. But the show is not over.
6.
Now, you've been shot. Your hand exploded off. You're bleeding on the floor of this small concrete house. Someone who shot you knows exactly where you are and knows that you're injured. Your best friend is yelling for you and running into that general direction.
Edgar!
What do you do?
I try to quickly, twist my stump into my shirt to help stem the bleeding. And I scream, Sammy, someone shot me with a crossbow!
I hear that and I... Oh, and,
Roll, please.
As I, one-handed...
Well, I never said that I was gonna run... Fuck.
I want to know whether or not you're able to hear this as you're running.
Oh, I see.
And know exactly where it's coming from, so...
Do you want me to roll all?
Roll all.
4, 6, 5, 2, 4, 3... 5.
1.
1, and the hope die is a 5.
So
can I use a reroll? Can I use a reroll?
Yes, you have 5 rerolls.
That's true, it's a 5 and 6 on hope.
Yeah, 5 and 6 on hope. So you got
2 sixes, no ones.
Okay, so I will say, because I didn't roll any, that
okay.
Sammy,
as you're
I'm
running
coming.
Down this hill and you see this town, this small town in front of you, you hear this voice cutting through.
And she warned me, right?
And you hear what she says, and as you kind of look in that general direction, you don't see her, but you see a crossbow pointed in a general direction towards something that's blocked by your view. So you see that crossbow.
May I? Yeah, I choose to. I see that she's harming my best friend and my secret crush, so I want to go and just mess that person up big time.
So you're running directly towards the crossbow.
Yeah.
What do you two do?
I put my hand in front of Lynn and I go, we should take it slow.
Yeah, well, we just got out of a minefield. I'm not about to run through this.
So I find somewhere where I can kind of disappear a little bit and hide and kind of watch to see what's happening.
Roll a 1d6 for me.
I got you.
Both of us? Or?
He said hide.
5 for Chunk.
JC, you hide pretty effectively as you just kind of disappear down into some mud. That's been piled up as you cover yourself with mud, as all the brush has kind
style.
Of disappeared. Yeah. What do you do?
I'm circling around behind. I don't know this area, so I'm trying to look and see this area. And the way that I'm thinking of it, if this is a person with the crossbow facing this way, and Sammy's just running straight for them, I want to circle around behind both of them, if that makes sense. I'm circling around behind both of them and just... walking straight towards.
If you make an action around the same time that they're making an action, I will probably have you do it at a disadvantage just to say that it took you longer to get there.
I'm not getting involved in that.
So you're just going behind. You're just working your way that direction to get behind. Okay. Now, I would also... No, we're good here.
vision no more.
And then plus, looking at that crossbow, that'd be a pretty great weapon to have.
Oh, that's a good...
You have a two-handed sword.
So, with this two-handed sword, you're running directly towards, down the hill, towards that crossbow. Now, the crossbow is pointed in the other direction.
Yep.
Tell me how you're doing that. How are you doing this with your big two-handed sword? Luckily, it doesn't glow anymore.
Yeah. So I basically Edgar has warned me, and I've heard explosions, I've heard yelling, so I assume that he is a threat, and I just want to kind of dispatch him. So I see where he is. I try to kind of... I see where he's pointing the direction as well. So I'm going in a way where I try to avoid his line of sight and his periphery, and I kind of run as swiftly as I can with as little noise as I can to try to get to him and kill him.
Okay. Now, granted, this person knows you're out there. Knows you were... Oh, yeah, you yelled the whole way that direction.
Fuck.
And she just called out and helped for you. So I'm going to have you roll 1d6 for me right now.
Shit. I see a 6.
Just one.
Check it. 4.
Okay. As you start making your way in that general direction, you have your eye on that crossbow, the gleam of the crossbow in the light. You go around one house. As you come around the other side, you no longer see it. In front of you, you just see these rows of houses, the crossbow no longer pointing out, and you don't see the person.
Can I?
I'm further away. Do I see where they went?
No.
Can I, so what do I see in front of me? I see a bunch of houses.
Just a bunch of houses. They're fairly cramped and clouded together. It's okay. Hard. It's even, the further away you are, the harder it's going to be seen unless you're up really high at a vantage point.
But he was, I saw his general direction where he was.
You knew which building he was. You
know,
which
building he was in.
Oh yeah, you saw the crossbow.
Okay,
you know which building, but
okay,
now
so
you don't see the crossbow.
I see what you mean. Okay, cool. I tried to stealthily approach the building because I want to kill him before he can hurt any of us.
Okay.
And I'm gonna
Making your way up towards this building as quietly as you can. Edgar, you're on the ground bleeding.
I'm gonna do my best to like rip off pieces of my shirt and bandage myself up and stem the bleeding. Do I see anything around in this house?
No. Okay. It's another empty house. You have your bat. That's what you've got right now. So, I will be rolling for another weapon in a little bit, though. As you kind of lean up against that wall, everything around you has gone quiet. You no longer hear Deborah crying in the distance. You don't hear Sammy running in your general direction. You don't hear any more arrows hitting the side of the house, either. Just dead silence in all directions around you. Sammy.
Yeah.
As you start to sneak up towards this house, you notice under the corner of your eye inside the house you're walking past a small table with a two-barrel shotgun sitting on it.
I see. I consider the idea that it may be a bait and a trap, and I look around first to see if the coast is clear. Because it's the same house that I know that he's in, right?
No, it's a different one. There's multiple houses around.
Oh, okay, sorry.
You're walking through
Fine.
A whole bunch of them.
I go into the house quietly and...
So you make your way into that house.
Yes, and then I check to see if it's loaded. Does it have any...
Now, hold on. As you walk into this house,
yeah,
you do notice some fresh footsteps that moved into the house,
yeah,
pointed in the direction of where that double-barrel shotgun was.
Okay.
But never went forward. And it appears that they then turned and walked back out. The footsteps never getting closer than 10 feet to that gun. But it's very clear from the from the way that these footsteps were shaped, they looked directly at it.
Yeah. I look around, what do I see?
It's just an empty room, door, a couple windows.
I'm trying to look for any
stained blood on the walls.
Type
dust
of traps,
filling the floor.
Any wires, maybe?
Roll 1d6.
2.
2? You notice nothing out of the ordinary.
Can I use a reroll on that? On the perception?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Oh. Fuck. 3.
That's okay. I rolled a 3 as well. You don't notice anything out of the ordinary.
But?
But you recognize that possibly just the act of this being too good to be true could make someone else think it was too good to be true. Maybe they got scared. Maybe they overthought it. Maybe it really is just a gun.
I got to the shotgun.
You walk forward towards the gun. As your hand lays on it and starts to slowly remove it from this loose kind of panel that it's sitting on top of.
A panel?
Well, it's a panel on top of a stool kind of thing. Like, there's very clearly a space underneath there. You lift it up quickly. Nothing happens. As you inspect the gun and slowly open it up, you notice that it's empty. But you do kind of see that that panel is a little loose.
I investigate the panel.
Roll your d6 for me.
4.
4. You find 4 shells.
Fuck, yes.
In the panel.
I load 2 in.
2 in.
Put the other 2 in my pocket.
What do you do with the sword?
Is there somewhere... Is there something... Can I take off my hoodie and then... wrap it and then use the arms to tie it around me so it's like kind of behind me in my back?
I'll allow that.
I do
so
that.
You tie the sword to your back with
I've
your hoodie
my, and then I've got the shotgun.
You've got
and
the double barrel shotgun.
I walk towards that house where I saw the crossbow guy was.
Okay. And you can thank Mexican Robin for
fuck
that.
Yeah, Mexican Robin, thank you my bro.
Yeah,
thank you my bro. Yes.
And you can thank Arsenal Roy for finishing that.
Oh,
off.
Arsenal Roy, Mexican Ooh. Robin, I love you. I'm gonna try to mess up this guy bad.
Okay.
It's my for favorite you. Kind of Robin.
So you start making your way towards the house where you saw the crossbow. Now some time has passed after you made your little detour. It's very possible that you were seen moving around in that house.
Okay.
It's hard for you to know. At this point, Edgar, it's been quiet for a while. Would you like to try to look outside?
Thanks.
Roll 1d6 for me.
Oh, sorry. I just don't want to knock it over. 2.
Okay. I rolled a 1. You kind of lift up slowly, peering through the window. You look directly across where that arrow came from. You see no one there. But you see through the building, through 2 sets of windows, a little bit of movement. Moving towards that house. As then Sammy clears one building and you see and recognize him as he's ducked down with a long gun, moving slowly towards the house where the crossbow was pointed at you from. You watch him moving in. Do you do anything?
I...
So you left me?
I try to go, go out and meet up with him. Sammy!
Wait, so you exit? You
yeah.
move out? Okay. I need you to roll your dice for me.
Do you want to put your hope in with this?
Yes. So do I
yes.
get another die?
No, you just
no,
say
no, no,
so.
You just declare
yeah.
that you're using your hope. And what is your hope?
My hope is I'll find hope when one of my obscure bits of knowledge helps the team.
I never got to say my hope.
Yeah. Okay, so roll for me and then we'll see if you succeed your hope, how you can narratively bring that in.
Okay.
My
I have,
hope was,
I have ideas.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, she got 1 6, so she does get our hope next roll.
Nice. For all rolls into a brain. She loses.
Sweet.
Brain.
I get one of my die gets to be a hope die.
Yeah, you add an extra hope. You have it. Sorry, you add an extra die to all
yeah,
of
like
your rolls
grab
from
one
now
of those
on.
Dice.
And it's a 5 or a 6 that succeeds.
No, no,
on
no.
It.
We're keeping that one in the pile. So grab one of those.
Yeah, so you
but
just
you no no no
not this
for
one
your,
for
your
future.
Next roll.
Yeah,
but
okay.
future
rolls.
You might want to re-roll these ones.
Yeah, but can I use 2 re-rolls?
You can. There
How many do we have left?
2 remaining after this.
Yeah.
It's about to get interesting.
Yeah.
How many ones?
None.
1 6.
And how many sixes?
1.
1 6 is enough to succeed, but now I will roll.
But you have your hope die, so it's good.
You slowly make your way out of the house. You're walking towards Sammy. Sammy, out of the corner of your eye, you spot movement, and you look over and see Edgar. Hand gone, covered in blood.
Oh my god, Edgar. Are you okay?
No.
Oh, fuck.
He shot my bracelet and it exploded.
I need you to roll all your die. You just gave away your position.
I whispered that.
She was 50 feet away. I already just set that up.
Fuck, I had to make sure she was okay. I had to ask. Fuck, I'm not rolling. Let's go. Six. Oh, shit. Six. Hope die. Come on, baby. Six.
Oh, wow.
How many ones?
None. Wait. None.
No ones.
No ones.
No
and
ones.
Your hope die succeeds.
On a six. Correct.
Did you only get the one six or two
as
sixes?
As you stop kind of in your tracks, the sight of her covered in blood and injured makes you pause. As you pause, you notice the glint of the crossbow as you turn just in time to move as the arrow goes right by your face into the house, revealing to you exactly where this individual is. I will give you an opportunity to react. You don't have many things with you, so your reaction is going to have to be a strong one.
I grab the shiv that I still have and throw it as hard as I can with my good hand.
You were on the softball team, so...
yeah. And she was a lefty.
Okay, so... go ahead and roll for that.
I wanted to, like, really mess him up,
dice.
Like, gruesomely.
Yes.
Yep, 1 6. Okay.
Okay.
And then the hope die is 5 or a 6. Okay, so it's 1 6.
One.
You have 2 rerolls if you would like to reroll that one.
I'm gonna reroll this one.
Now you have 1 reroll remaining.
So 1 6.
Okay. 1 6 is enough to succeed. You lean back and throw as hard as you can with your left hand. As you turn and watch this arrow go by, and you turn back to look directly through this window to see the individual, you make eye contact with him just as you see a wooden shiv pierce into his temple. As his eye goes blood red and one single blood tear moves down his face.
I would have missed him out worse.
As he tries to load another arrow, but it's as if the synapses in his brain stop working properly, and his hands start to twitch as he just falls forward slowly, hitting the ground. Your classmate, Floyd Brownstein, is dead.
I go up to Edgar and I hug
her. Kick rocks, Floyd.
No, hurry up. We just need to find cover.
We need to get... I go to the crossbow because I want to pick it up.
Have I made it over there yet?
We have another sector that needs to close.
You're friend zoning me, aren't you, Mylan?
See.
You're friend zoning
me. One.
I just had my hand blown off, dude. Jesus Christ.
Poor Sammy.
Have I made it over there yet?
Yeah, Yeah, you were moving around. You kind of
right
come
there,
around
right.
Just in time. See the two of them talking quietly, close together. JC,
yeah.
As all this is going down, what you were at a vantage point. You were still kind of up on the hill to see all this. You see all this happen. What are you doing?
Hoping that nobody else is around, I start heading down towards them.
Okay.
Quietly and slowly.
On your way.
Yeah.
You see crying in the bushes. You notice her looking at you. She's crying, weeping, having a hard time holding it in. You make eye contact with her for just a moment, and she then ducks back down, very clearly, knowing you saw her.
Hey, are you okay?
She killed my friend.
I know. I start slowly walking towards her. It's gonna be okay.
She's a murderer.
I know. I saw it happen. And
you saw it?
I saw it happen, yeah.
Is this real?
Yeah, it's good. It's how close am I to her?
You've gotten close enough to hug her.
What happened to your hand?
Oh! My bracelet went off. Hey, look at that! What's that over there?
Shoe slice.
Roll, please.
Oh, do you want to put your hope in this? Have you burned enough?
Not yet. I should probably do that.
Six. Three sixes.
Ooh. Oh my god, she's dead.
Three sixes, one. Do you want to
use, can I burn to use my hope die?
You can burn a trait so you can get to your hope die on your next roll.
Have you burned both of your traits?
I burned both of my traits.
Oh, okay. You should have announced it before the roll to put in your hope die there.
So next time announce it.
So we'll have to use a reroll.
Yeah, let's reroll.
The last reroll.
There's now two more rerolls.
Three sixes. Oh, okay. Well, we use one and it's three sixes, no ones.
Three sixes.
Yeah, go chump.
Yeah.
This is murder.
DC, how do you do it?
Splits open. And there's a pause. Just a moment, as her eyes widen with surprise as she looks directly at you before the spray covers your body.
Ugh.
Easiest
and she falls to the ground.
I want to do a graphic kill.
What do you do next, JC?
I very quickly, but quietly, run back to that pile of, like, that mud that I was hiding in initially. And I go roll around in it to cover up the blood so nobody can see that I'm covered in blood.
Nice.
And you lick it?
What?
I don't want anybody to know that I'm covered in blood.
So, all of you...
I have the crossbow.
I'm
going to
say JC comes back down. You take the crossbow off of your dead classmate.
And I stick the magic girl wand in my thigh pouch.
Pouch.
You hear over the loudspeakers, Verdell, Wivera, Nestor, Bronson, Deborah, Raina, Floyd, Brownstein.
How many does that make? Has anyone been counting?
How many all together?
Now, you hear the name Deborah Raina. You don't know who got to her, but someone obviously did. The four of you are now regrouped.
Okay.
Standing in the middle of this small shanty town.
Okay, I'm glad you guys are here.
Guys, this town isn't safe. We need to get somewhere where we have, like, better vision, better vantage.
Funny that you say it's not safe, because in that moment, you start to notice the sky changing colors. As you trace your eyeline up to that volcano where the steam has been escaping, you see a circle of dark clouds that started to gather around the base of that mountain. Moving toward your general direction, the sky above you begins to turn green.
Start running for D2.
JC, you know this terrain, right?
Yeah.
Where's the best place?
Yeah, we need to head south.
We're all heading south then.
You see the air start to spin, circle, as a small funnel starts to trace down from the sky. There's this calmness at first, as all the air feels as if it's been sucked out from around you, pulling itself up into the sky above, as this small tail starts to trail its way down to the ground, not too far up the hill where you were hiding once before. As it hits, you see the debris and the dust fly up into the air. As this funnel starts making its way through the town, I need all of you to succeed a roll as you start moving south towards D2.
Does anyone want to put in their hope? Who's ready to
I'm
put
putting
in
the hope deck.
Okay, so let's do chunks.
Yeah, I have to burn
one
more
tree. How many dice do we have again? I forgot.
We should have 9. Wait, no, I'm sorry.
You're at 8.
For 8.
Okay, so I'm rolling 8 for chunks.
Home. All of these will be separate, so I need you to tell me an order.
So Chunk goes first because he's putting in his hope. 2. 4. Come on, 6. 6, baby. Shit. 6. 6. 5. So, 2 sixes. Was there a 1?
Well, no.
That cocked.
No,
yeah.
No. You didn't have any ones.
Okay, so 2 sixes and Chunk gets his hope die on
JC,
the next roll.
But without even talking to the rest of the group, you just book it. You run away. As you start running away from these small structures towards D2 south, you start running. Who's rolling next?
I'll roll.
Okay.
Ow.
1 6. Two sixes.
No ones.
No ones.
Well done. Ladies first. One six already, 1 1. Three sixes, 1 1, right?
Two ones.
Oh, wait, and I have a hope die.
Oh, yeah, you have to.
You don't even need your hope if you...
What?
You don't need to roll your hope if you have sixes in there already. It's kind of like...
Oh.
You have 2 rerolls.
I want to use 3 rolls.
Great.
Sorry, Mike. I have 1 1 and 3 sixes. All right, so we lose a dice.
7.
You're down to 7 die.
6. 1, 2, 2. 6, 4, 6. 3 sixes, 1 1. So we have to take it out.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, we lose another dice.
So we've got. 6.
You're
dice
down to 6 dice, now, but you all succeed. I'm gonna say, JC, because you succeeded first, as you're running down towards D2, not too long after you cross into D2, running at your full speed, you see a small storm drain down to the left, where the runoff from storms is collected, but it's a solid concrete structure low into the earth as you slide down the hill and hide in there.
Mm-hmm.
You then start to see Lynn running by. Do you inform her? Do you yell for her?
I do, yeah.
Okay.
Lynn! Come here!
You see down the hill where JC is kind of stopped.
Hi, Zach. I'm glad I'm your favorite host. That means you'll enjoy performing your next 3 GM actions as me, Jessica Lynn Verdi. That's me.
Hi, Jessica.
Not anyone else. You're welcome.
That's not how GM powers work in this game.
But
thanks
you
for your
played
support.
Tin Candle.
So, moving on. You see JC down in this hole as you slide down and join him, kind of like on your butt as your crutch is up as you slide into this storm drain. Not far behind you is Edgar and Sammy as they're kind of running together, and you see Lynn go down as you all go in there as the tornado just barrels over the top. Jesus. Creating a clear path of destruction in its wake. Sounds like a locomotive rolling over you, just pushing over the area as it barrels through. The sound is intense. Your ears are ringing. And not too long after, as quickly as it came, it passes.
Jesus.
This isn't natural. How are they doing this?
Was this
they made
this
a volcano
last time,
erupt
JC?
And a tornado happened?
You
hear the names over the loudspeaker. Clementina DeMeo.
Hashtag rerolls.
Hell yeah.
Ah!
Yeah. Thanks, us.
Yes!
Arsenal Roy 2K.
Alberto Fader. Monet Monier. Jewel Palmadier. Verdell Guevara. Those of your classmates have passed. Now, one of you, looks like it will be Lynn, choose the type
Ooh.
Of weapon.
You already got a crossbow, right? She picked it up last time?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
I've got a crossbow and I've got a heavy stick.
Oh, we just hit our goal.
Oh!
Yay!
That's 100%. Everyone, Woo! Get active in the chat room. We are giving away our giant collection of Wizards of the Coast goodies.
Oh my god!
It's like, what?
Jealous!
It.
It's a bunch of minis. It's really awesome. Get active in the chat for that giveaway. Thank you all so much.
Yay!
Go ahead
and
show it off. You can show
Yay!
It off really quick. Yay! It's our big giveaway. Oh Thank you all so
Yay!
Much.
Yay!
Even you, Jessica Lynn Verde, thank you so much for your contribution.
Yay!
Yay!
This is all going to to one person.
One person.
Can I see one?
Let's get active in that chat.
I just want to see what they are.
Yeah.
Guildmaster's Guide to Ravnica.
Oh, sick.
Magic.
Ooh.
And D&D.
Oh, these
you
are
get
cool.
The best of both.
I'm
going to
open these blind boxes.
There so. Are two sets.
Good luck. That's awesome.
Player minis and a dragon.
A dragon.
Okay, all right. So we're going to get right back into it as they're pulling that winner. Pick your weapon type.
What was it? It was standard. Get a stick.
Abstract.
And abstract. And
magical
then,
girl weapon.
Sword.
And then sword was
but
the other one. Well, a sword's not going to really do me,
normal,
do me much.
So we can see so we know what it is.
Just so you can see what it is.
No, no, no. Okay, for all of us, for future, if we get a chance again.
I'll do standard.
Okay. You find a boomerang inside this tunnel.
That's standard?
That's
what came
up. You got a crossbow.
Okay, but it's like a razor sharp boomerang.
I'll allow that.
Okay. Cool. Nice.
Good luck
with
catching
a, with
it.
With a grip on it. I'm not going to catch it. I'm just going to use
once.
It as a stabby knife.
You'll have to roll twice to throw and to dodge when
right?
it comes out. Great. So you have a razor boomerang.
Like Xena, but like half a chakra.
Like Captain
okay,
boomerang.
You find it
chakra would have been cool.
You hear all these names ring out.
How many is left? Does anyone... No one's been counting, like...
Yes, no, I didn't think to count.
Because it doesn't matter.
How many
JC,
people were in our class?
Is there a deadline for this? What happens after if the surviving people just...
They keep going till one of us is left.
But what if we all live happily ever after in the group? Does
the C2 is closed.
They're going to keep doing. They're going to keep going.
Okay, well, think about it this way,
we're only
Sammy.
C4. We're only friends for right now.
Is closed.
Well, I think
yeah,
we're
but
linked,
Sammy,
JC, so
you know, going by what you were saying before, apparently you and JC are linked, so when one of you die, both of you are going to die.
Yeah, well, I take my chances. Maybe the two of us will be left.
Well, you said only one could be left.
Well, he also said there was no time limit, and so, like...
Congrats, Empty Knocked.
Yay!
Yay!
Congratulations.
Jealous. Nice.
Congrats.
Good job, Empty Knocked.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
So, I mean, but yes. Going from the map and the sectors that are closed now, we don't have much wiggle room here.
Mm-mm. You hear the names. Candace Medford. Krishna Sommerfield. Luis Valentine. Kalina Zuniga. Michael Tedesco. Nola. Waltz.
That's a lot of people. I feel like we must be coming down to the final.
What do you do?
Well, in D2, there it looks like there's a structure there. It's like maybe a farmhouse or something.
There's a church in D2.
There's a church.
You've now made it to D2. It's kind of a flat landed area, and you see a small church off into the distance.
We might find some things there. We should probably
okay.
go there.
So
yeah.
let's head to the
let's
church.
Let's head to the church.
Can we do that?
I would like to remind everyone in the chat that this is Tin Candles. Though you can affect the game, you cannot affect people's performances, such as accents or making them play other people, just because you wish it so. That's not how tipping in this game works, and that's always how the rules have been in this game. Just because you're a host here doesn't mean the rules are different for you. Thanks for playing along. So, So you're heading towards the church?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. All right, so you make your way up to the church. As you do, you hear in the distance the sound of gunfire.
At the church?
No, just off in the distance.
Okay, so not towards the church, not by the church. We keep on heading forward then.
Yeah.
So.
And Jess, I will ban you from the chat. I will. That can happen.
Do it.
It can happen. We've banned Uber Baldy before when he's been a butt. We could do it to you too.
Do it.
So.
Hey, Jessica. Thanks for donating.
Thank you. We really do appreciate donating. But don't make everyone else in the chat think they can do whatever they want, because then it breaks our whole system and then everyone thinks they can do it and they all get special treatment, and that will make me ban you from the chat. So.
But we love you.
But we do love you.
Love you.
Okay. So, you just hear the general sound of gunfire out in the distance.
Yeah.
And it's just letting you know that somewhere out there, more of your classmates are dying. You make your way up to this church. It looks empty, quiet, nothing around. What do you all do?
I go up to the door. Kind of like slowly kind of try to peek through. Oh, actually, you know what I'll do? Before I do that, I go around to the windows to see if I can see him.
Okay.
I follow him because I got to keep him safe.
We're a team.
Okay.
A lifelink.
So you're investigating this church just to see if there's someone in. Roll 1d6.
5.
Since I have a ranged weapon, I'm covering them.
Okay, so you're going to cover them. So you've kind of stopped before the church, ducked down, watching to see if anything there. You make your way up to the window. The two of you are looking through. Inside the church, you see two of your classmates.
Yeah.
Marcus Weens and Gwyn Douche.
Literally. She needs to die. Okay.
Now, they're sitting down, and it appears that they have some sort of radio.
Huh.
And they've wired some other things up to it, and they're all kind of messing with it and trying to make it like do something special.
Do I see any that they're packing anything, any kind of weapons around that they might have, or?
They don't seem to have any weapons on them. Just this radio and the other, like the battery and other things that they wired to it.
And may I ask how, if I were to come through the door at that point, how close are they to me that I, if I needed to shoot them, I could. If I needed to.
Guys, what do you see? What do you see?
We see Gwyn and Marcus, and they don't look like.
Did you follow up with them, or were you hanging back?
No, I followed up.
Oh yeah, okay. And I just explained. We see Gwyn and Marcus, Gwyn Douche, and they've got like a radio.
Guys, we need that radio. This is what I think we should do. We need to create some kind of distraction and get them to rush out the door or look at the window, and maybe you shoot them from the other window.
What the hell?
This isn't...
I like you, Edgar. I like you
guys,
a lot.
Look, what I was thinking
guys,
was...
this is the only way we're going to survive, and we need that...
We need to take them
out. You're right.
We need
the radio. You're right. But, like, let's get the drop on them. So we'll bust through the door and...
No, you don't understand what I'm saying. Like, create a disturbance so they come rushing out. If we go rushing in there, who knows what they've set up? They could have traps. They could have anything. Like, either we break the glass on this window and have them looking this way, and if there's a window on the other side, shoot them from that way.
So someone go to the front door, create some noise, see, and then I'll cover them if they get up and tell them. And I will be able to see if they have weapons, and if need be, I'll shoot them through the window. How's that?
Okay. So okay, I'll do it. Okay, I'll go to the front.
Okay, so I've aimed through the window at the two, and I'm waiting for Edgar's distraction division.
Edgar, tell me what you do.
Zero to murder.
She's Edgar. I have to do...
I put the bat, like, down and away, and I'm just holding some cards from it in my hand. I'm cradling my arm.
Okay.
Help!
You're just saying this from the door? As she
is
says help,
in there?
You see Marcos and Gwyn look up and immediately start like gathering all the things they're working on and push it under one of the pews and try to hide it as they both stand up.
I'm watching for they have weapons.
It's Gwyn first.
Do they have any? Okay, good.
Who's out there? Who is it?
It's Edgar. My bracelet blew up and I'm bleeding really badly.
Your bracelet blew up? How did it blow up?
Someone tried to shoot me with a crossbow and it hit my bracelet.
As you're looking through the window, you see the two of them like talking to each other as they're looking forward. They're obviously debating whether or not to let her in.
I'm still got my aim on them.
Are you alone?
Yeah, it's just me.
All right, I'm going to have you roll all your dice right now.
Six. Six dice. With your hope die as well. Seven. You roll your hope die? Five or a six?
She got two sixes.
Oh, nice.
But she also has three ones.
Those ones are removed.
Oh.
No rerolls.
All right.
Something that you probably don't realize that you have, and I don't recommend using it right
now. No, I'm not going to use it yet.
But
I have plans
your
for that.
Brink?
Yeah, no.
But you know all about
you have
it?
Plans for that. Okay, cool.
Okay.
But I mean,
so,
it's limitless rerolls.
Gwyn starts to walk forward towards the two main doors of the church. As she slowly opens and looks at you through, you promise you're alone?
It's just me. I don't have any weapons. People have weapons. Kids are killing each other.
You're Edgar, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to do.
Your best friend Sammy, right? Mm-hmm. You two are always attached at the hip.
Yeah, but
where's Sammy?
When you ran for that guy, all those people ran after him, and I'm too small. I couldn't do anything, so I ran out for the building as fast as I could to try and find something to help us.
At this point, I'm going to walk towards the front door because I can see there's no traps now. They're already at the front door. I'm going to try to walk and then kind of like...
I'm going to follow.
Yeah. Tell me when I get there.
I'm still covering
all
of them.
I'd say you're pretty close. So you're moving forward. So like, what do you need from us? What do you want?
Do you guys have any bandages or anything? Or anything that I can defend myself with?
Is the door open?
Yeah, can I get there now?
The door's cracked.
Okay. Even just a please.
So I'm assuming I'll probably, because I'm rushed, because I can see that there's nothing. I'm going to rush there. I'm going to fling the door. But get down on the ground now! Get down! I'm pushing my double barrel.
So you push through the door. As you push through, Gwen immediately hands up and starts
down,
to move
down. Down!
Did you follow him or did you stay on the window?
I followed.
So you followed. So from your vantage points, you guys can't see then.
Oh, shit.
As you moved, you don't see that Marcus has kind of slipped out. When you push through and you see Gwen standing there, you no longer see Marcus behind her standing.
Where's Marcus? Where's Marcus?
Did he slip out to where?
I don't know.
Douche, where's Marcus?
I don't know. I don't know.
I turn around and start like trying to like look around and see if I can like see.
Someone go around to the back.
You are in the vantage point. You see out of the back of the church, Marcus holding a bag, looking around, kind of starts to slip into the kind of wooded area, starts to move out of the church and try to go towards the wooded area.
With a bag?
Someone shoot him with a crossbow or some shit. You can recover your arrow.
Oh,
shoot
God.
Him in the back.
Murder.
No, we need the bag. We need the bag.
I shoot Marcus.
Roll.
Do you have your hope?
How many dice did you lose?
Three.
So you're down to three dice?
Yes.
Three?
Or four? How many do you have right now?
Four. Because we had six.
You had six before. We have three. That's what I thought. Okay. You have three dice. No rerolls.
Six.
Motherfucker.
Two sixes!
And a one.
Is that going out? No. And you've got your hope
die. Have
you got a hope die.
Do you have your hope
die? I'll burn my paranoid.
Okay. I think those were covered. In my recent events, the most recent thing was from Arsenal Roy. I mean, that one came through, yeah. That one happened.
That was like, but...
Hashtag re-rolls. Oh, re-rolls I see. Re-rolls
with a
C. It was because of the S. Yeah. You have four re-rolls now.
Sick.
Yeah. Okay. I'm still going to burn paranoid.
Yeah.
You're going to burn.
Yeah.
She wants to get to her hope.
I'm still going to... I need to get to my hope. We're getting close.
And then just do it on the next candle.
Okay, so I got two sixes. Four.
No, a burn, you have to re-roll all your die.
No,
it's just the ones.
My one.
Oh, just the ones. Yeah, just the one. Okay. Yeah, yeah. So that burn is...
It's a four, so I have two sixes, no ones.
Okay.
To shoot Marcus with my crossbow.
Okay.
We want to see what's in that bag.
You launch. Now, this is at a distance, so it surprises you probably just as much as it surprises him.
My extracurriculars.
Hashtag Game Master, some bracelets are malfunctioning.
Yes.
One bracelet on each student, PC or NPC, is permanently deactivated.
Huh?
Also, the volcano is supposed to be erupting pretty soon.
Shh, they weren't supposed to know about the volcano.
extracurricular activities also includes archery. Yeah.
JC, what are we
going to
do about the volcano? What are we going to do about the volcano?
Stay away from it.
I mean...
Okay.
Okay.
Not much you can do, huh?
It appears.
Mean, I don't know. Is there...
You see this arrow launch. As it hits right through his neck.
No.
As you watch his body fall, as the bag goes flying out in front of him.
Get the bag. Recover the bag.
As his body lumps to the ground. You're a ways away.
Yeah, I'm covering
so
the douche.
You don't hear that or see any of that. You're in the front of this church yelling at her. And she's like, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know where it went. What? So you go to pick up the bag.
Yeah.
What?
Are you going to tell us?
I don't know.
We saw through the window.
Are you going to
tell us?
You were watching?
Yeah, you had a radio. Who were you contacting?
We were trying to get off the island. We were just trying to get off the island.
Did you make contact?
No. But we needed more power. We just needed more power. We were trying to get a hold of someone, but we couldn't get a strong enough signal.
Get a hold of someone. What do you mean?
And in that moment, you feel the ground rumble again. I do hear this. As you look off into the distance and you see the volcano on the opposite side of the island starts to erupt as an explosion lets off.
Shit.
And this blast starts to rock through the air towards you. You can see it.
Okay.
From like B1. A hurricane moving across the ocean. This field, so this it's like plume of ash and debris moving its way down the side towards you.
Get in the church. Get in the church.
You see this as well as you're picking up this bag.
And getting my crossbow shaft.
Arrow.
Okay. you see this plume. It's far enough away. You have time. You run into the church. As you're all inside this church.
I pick up douche and I'm just like walking here.
It's moving full force towards your general direction.
Does the church have a cellar? Most churches do.
You know, roll for that. You don't have much time to look. So you're going to have to be pretty perceptive to find that very quickly.
Do you have
no cellar? I did not.
I should have probably rolled. Sixes
did you roll? I wrote no sixes, no ones.
No sixes, great.
Rerolls? Do we have rerolls?
Yep, we do. I'll use three of them.
I should have rolled with my hope die because I've.
Why do we now have somebody added four after I already added four? Stop that, guys! I'm on it.
Four, two. Believe. Okay.
Nothing.
One.
I mean, it doesn't matter.
No sixes.
One. How many rerolls do we have?
You already used rerolls once. Let's use it twice.
You keep on changing the rules.
I change the rules whenever I want.
We've been able to use rerolls on ones.
You know what? It's the only one you have. Fine. You have one reroll left. Roll that.
Believe.
You have a 1 in 6 chance.
That's true.
She's gone through a bunch of non-sixes.
Five.
Okay. So, you find no cellar.
Go in the church.
As the room goes dark for a split second before the impact hits, it's almost as if night had fallen over you.
I'm holding on to Dusha.
And in that moment, you see... As they all unlock. And as they unlock, the impact hits. And that will be your last memory on this earth.
Because it's freaking lava, you guys.
It was just smoke.
As the volcanic ash.
And it's so far away.
Far away.
It's
this
B1.
Small island.
It's B1.
There's a volcano on this
we're
island.
We're in D2.
And you like are it... all burned to a crisp.
I figured that's what was going to happen.
In the ash.
Jesus, save me!
What was in the bag?
The radio.
Jesus!
The bag was in the radio. Okay.
Jesus, save me!
Man.
As you're all dead.
I had so many
No one
plans.
Survived.
Guys, you have lava coming towards a building
there
at like a fast
any,
pace.
There wasn't any
go!
Lava. What did you think was going to happen? Lava goes slower than you think it does.
I love you, Jesus.
It wasn't
I love
lava.
You,
that was just smoke.
I should have killed that girl.
You should do a really quick Google search when you get home about how dangerous volcanic ash is.
Pompeii.
I think so.
It's real bad.
Well,
even
then,
worse
no one
than
was
lava.
Because we were so boxed in. It was like a possibility that we might have made it to the shore of D2, E3, if there was a boat, and that was it. There was nothing else we could have done.
Well honestly,
if there was no cellar.
The random things closing off, I thought was going to be harder for you because you have to keep moving, but in a way it made it harder because there was nowhere to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everything was already kind of knocked off the map. Thank you all so much for hitting our goal tonight.
Thank you
for getting us to the TPK the TPK volcano going off.
Man.
You are amazing.
Ugh, volcano.
Thank you so much to everyone who participated today. It was a super fun hyperdrive. This was our first one in the new studio.
Yes.
We're still ironing out kinks, but we got the network fixed, and you know what? I gotta say now, big shout out to Negiyama. Thank you so much, Negiyama. He worked with me yesterday on his Saturday to get that network fixed. We couldn't have done it without him, so thank you for that. We were able to run four different RTMP inputs, and we didn't have any drops, so thank you for that, Negi. Also, I want to give a really big shout-out. Thank you to Uberbaldi. I know I give him a lot of crap, but Uberbaldi has... We would have not been able to move if not for Uberbaldi. He has been helping Malika and I tremendously, working for us, and basically helping us get rid of everything because we couldn't move into this place with all of our stuff. We had to get rid of a lot of stuff, and Uberbaldi's been handling all that. And big shout out to all the mods who have been helping all day on a Sunday, working all of some of them from overseas into the night. Thank you to the community for supporting us and keeping this going, and to all the people who came out today to join us. Thank you, Mylin, for filling in for Peter at the last minute.
Thank you.
Peter, unfortunately, but fortunately got called into an audition, but unfortunately couldn't play with us. But Mylin was here for magic, and we were able to hook her into staying around. Thank you, Amir and Lucas, for sticking around today. Lucas, editing that video. We're going to play that video one more time on our way out, just so you guys can see it for those who haven't. Like I said, we have a whole new kind of motto here. It's journey onward, always moving forward. Making sure no matter what gets in your way in life, we're going to journey onward through it. And storytelling.
Yeah, moving forward.
Always moving forward. Kaiju's here to say goodbye.
He's gotta go bye.
Thank you for another successful hyperdrive. You all are amazing. We really needed it, and this was great. It always warms my heart to do this with the... Oh, hey, what's up, buddy?
Oh, it's a family photo.
He smells like ribs. Have you been in the trash?
No. I mean, he was earlier.
Yeah, you've been in the trash, buddy? Yeah, he was in the trash. I can smell it. I can smell it on his face. He was digging in that aluminum foil.
Finally got a six, Chuck.
Yeah.
He's going to be pooping aluminum foil for days.
Donut lasted forever.
Seriously.
I stress eat, but...
Thank you, everyone, so much.
Then it was just too stressful to eat.
Tomorrow, Mylin will be back for Kids on Bikes.
Kids on Bikes.
So Mylin will be here tomorrow night for Kids on Bikes. Tomorrow afternoon, we haven't figured out what we're doing yet, but we'll be doing. We'll be live at 4 p.m. every weekday at 4 p.m. Don't miss it. You should definitely tune in. If you are a new viewer, thank you so much for tuning in today. You definitely should come back. So yeah, we're gonna roll our outro little video here, and it's been another great hyperdrive. Thank you all so much.
Roll it.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.